Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
I'm all right. Sick of this lockdown, but you know.
It's a bit of a vibe out there, but I'm glad to hear you're doing okay. And you've brought us quite the topic this morning. What are we talking about?
Yeah, a bit of weird. Woo. So, classical pop mashups. And a lot of people have tried it, and there was quite a few examples. Some of them were subtle, like they would just use a bit of the melody. It was like a nod.
Mm.
Some were more overt. And my overall view is that it doesn't work.
Call right off the bat there.
we've seen all sorts of people doing interesting things with pop music in the series, but and you'd think it would mix because, you know, pop music has some grounding in classical music, you mm-hmm. know, certain scales, you know, there's musics with string sections and stuff like that. But I don't know if it really gels. And I got to say, you know, obviously I rejected a lot in even trying to choose the ones for this.
I have a suspicion it will be polarizing for the listeners today. So I'm ready to hear people's thoughts on 5395. But it is kind of a weird one where I guess classical music was the pop music of its day in many sort of senses.
Absolutely.
I think we should hit the first song possibly to get us a little bit in the mood.
This one is good, I gotta say. This is my comment.
A strong start.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here for it.
I love it.
What are we listening to, Kirsten?
So this is Walter Murphy's A Fifth of Beethoven. And he's making a joke about a fifth of whiskey. And this was weirdly, it was on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack in 1976, which was a huge selling album. So this got sent everywhere. And he tried it again with more classical mashups after the success of this, but nothing really took off like this one. So this is his disco adaptation.
So this is kind of basically almost like a straight mashup in many ways. He's got the disco sort of like that vibra slap. He's got the disco elements, and he's also just got the straight Beethoven piece.
Yes, he's then kept
sort of,
he's kept it very obvious. You know, a lot of the different riffs from the original song. And this guy now, he got an Oscar a few years ago for writing the music for Ted. Well, he got nominated for Ted. He works with Seth MacFarlane.
Oh,
and
true.
He writes a lot of all those animations.
I mean, that's not surprising because you'd have to have a sense of humor to be making music like this, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't be doing this with a straight face.
Yeah, so it didn't zoom him into, like a pop music career. But he obviously is very clever. And like probably a lot of musicians grounded in classical music.
Yeah.
You know, when you're 5-6 years old and you say to your parents, I want to learn guitar or piano, they take you to classical lessons first. So probably a lot of the people we listen to do have some classical background.
Just want to dance, Mom. I mean, this is great.
Is so good.
I'm having a really good time here.
Now, this is a good one. And he did all the instruments himself.
Really?
He played everything himself.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Wow.
What a multi-talented man. Go Walter Murphy. I would love to know what people's reckons are. You can send them through on 5395.
Another one he did was Flight of the Bumblebee, which is...
That would be amazing.
Wait, he did a mashup of Flight of the Bumblebee.
He did a version like this, a disco one.
I will be searching that one up later.
Oh, you wait. It's not a good morning one, though.
Oh, okay, I see. All right, we're moving into a very different territory now.
Okay, so this is Supreme NTM. And apparently, so they're French rock band. And apparently NTM is the French equivalent of MF-er in English.
Nice.
So the Supreme NTM. So this time they used a sample. En gardant mon éthique, faire du fric sans jamais tâcher l'image de ma clique. C'est fou, mais c'est comme ça. Je me nourris ça, j'ai besoin de ça. Mon équilibre dépend de ça.
French rap is a whole other game, eh?
I know.
So this is from 1998. And so they started with the Method Man sample, That's My People. So, you know, this is a different way of incorporating it again. And with hip hop, obviously, you know, it's not re-recording it and reinventing it.
It's sampling.
It's a sample. And he's using it on repeat. So this is Chopin's Prelude, Opus 28, number 4. Now, for those of you non-classical people, a lot of the classical music has these numbers as titles, right? Opus and number.
Yeah, what does it actually mean?
Well, they numbered them because they didn't want to tell you how to listen to it by giving it a title. You know, if they call it Rains in September, then that's telling you how to feel about it.
I got you.
And they wanted it to be neutral. Yeah, and so in different periods, they will go back and forth, you know, over hundreds of years of giving them a name that's suggestive.
I guess hip-hop is quite prolific in borrowing bits from classical music. I'm sort of like thinking of several things in my head.
Yeah, and it's a little weird, it's a little jarring, to be honest.
Well, I think it works sometimes. It's got a sort of like sinisterness to it in this track.
Oh yeah, it sounds great, and the video is them all, you know, like in underground, you know, train stations, and they're a very political, anti-racist group. But, you know, in some ways, pop music was supposed to be the anti-classical, you know, roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news, you know, It was created to be everything that classical was not. And so maybe that's why it doesn't always work when they bring it back in, because it's supposed to be the antithesis.
It's interesting, though. We've had a text in from someone who says there was a Baroque revival during the 60s. Even the Beatles were influenced by Bach. They had a Baroque trumpet in Penny Lane. So it's always kind of having a conversation.
Well, yeah. Now, those guys, and even in the 70s, you know, some of those guitar solos, those guys were classically trained and they would use those little riffs. So it was a lot more subtle, you know, into it. You know, playing in thirds, guitar riffs and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they were virtuosos at it.
Totally.
To put it in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've got a text from someone who's kind of doing like the reverse of what these are doing, which is pop music borrowing classical music. They've said Jazz Coleman's done a whole album of symphonic Led Zeppelin. So kind of classifying Led Zeppelin music.
Right.
That's not a word.
Well, you know, like there have been a lot of collabs like that, artists performing with orchestras. You know, Metallica's done an orchestral, you know, an album with the orchestra.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's a big thing that's happening here in Tāmaki at the moment. We see a lot of pop stars working with the Auckland Philharmonic Orchestra. Mm. Benny did a really amazing series of concerts recently, and that worked really well. Like, it was orchestral arrangements of pop songs rather than pop songs borrowing from classical music, I guess. But it's pretty grand,
right,
and awesome when you get that.
Yeah.
And it's quite, I don't want to say it's sad, but this is the classical music community trying to reach new generations and new audiences.
Oh,
now, this
here
was
we go.
You guys' pick. I'm not taking any blame for this one.
When Kirsten sent us the list, we were like, can we please have...
Yeah,
pretty please.
They chose this one.
Vitamin C, Graduation, brackets, Friends Forever.
Aw, I'm going to tear up.
So this time they've just used a set of string chords on the strings. So you'd think that would be subtle, but it's not. You know, you really hear the Pachelbel's canon,
yeah,
you know, chord progression.
We are on a different track.
You guys think this works, huh?
This song rules, Kirsten, objectively rules.
Now, apparently they did a rejig of it in 2020.
Really?
The worst year ever.
True. Well, that was
worst year so far.
That's right, 2021's coming in strongly behind. And this is how it feels.
Oh my god, get your lighters out, everyone. I mean, I absolutely defy you not to be swaying along to this in your car right now or at your kitchen counter.
Dang it, I was swaying.
It'll get you.
Because of mind readers.
So, it is kind of a particular thing when pop music borrows specifically from classical music. We're getting a lot of texts from people talking about pop songs that have used more classical instruments. Someone says there's some beautiful harpsichord on For Your Love by the Yardbirds. And there is like, we've talked a bit about that Baroque revival in pop music.
Yes.
Which is kind of adjacent to this, I guess.
A lot of those prog rock guys in the late 60s, early 70s, including the Beatles, they went to art school. You know, they came from this background and they were really trying to find a place for it. You know, they thought, you know, this pop music should pick up on everything, and it didn't always stick. And I feel like there's always an attempt. Here's my summary. There was an attempt.
An attempt was made. Someone says 2001 Space Odyssey by Deodato is awesome. Is that like a classical rework of that, or?
Oh, I've heard some really bad drum and bass ones. So bad, you guys.
Yeah, I'm quite glad you didn't give us those today. Instead, we're just getting our cheesy feels.
Yeah. I need to message a friend from high school or something.
Oh, you...
Someone says, I'm so swaying.
But I'm waiting for the melody. When is the melody going to come in, you know? Oh, here we go. Well, it's a version of it.
It's so intense.
Okay, now here's another trick for you guys. You know, so you're going to be a magpie musician and pick up on lots of bits. Classical music is free. Copyright's done.
True.
Because it's old.
That makes it very easy, as we were saying, for why hip-hop has prolifically borrowed it, because you can just sample that. You don't even have to rework it. You don't have to get people to come in and play it. You can just use it straight off the bat.
Yep. So it is, you know, for those out there wanting to play with it, this is something that you're free to play with. And suddenly it's like the women
and men. Someone's texted in saying that they were playing the New York Rock Ensemble last night. Late 60s, early 70s Juilliard students who were one of the first to break the norms by using classical instruments in rock music. They used to dress in tie and tails. That's cool.
Is it?
Someone says, I never knew mulching a garden could have sway. Lean into it, lean into it. Zoe, you look emotional, mate.
I was just thinking, I'm really disappointed that my high school teachers didn't play this when we all finished high school.
Yeah, you'd have hated it if your teachers did that, though.
I think I would have pretended to hate it. But
it would have sounded so good played by a high school orchestra, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not my high school orchestra. No. My God.
Me pretending to play the flute for 4 years in the orchestra. Oh. Just moving my fingers.
I keep waiting for that little tune to come in. You know?
Well, I mean, that's kind of interesting as well, then, when you see pop music taking what is essentially a very popular piece of classical music or a very well-known piece of classical music and not necessarily using the bit that people know it for.
Now, here's some other weird things. Elvis's It's Now or Never. The tune is ripped from a classical song. Oh, Solo Mio.
Oh, of course it is.
And Celine Dion's All By Myself, the tune of the verse is from a classical. So there's ways of doing it more subtly, you know, that you're not trying to get people to think of it.
And
I
wonder if a lot of people who listened to Vitamin C Graduation for the first time, like, maybe didn't even really think about the classical side of it, because that song has become such a song in its own right.
Oh, yeah.
That I sort of forget that it is sampling extremely famous classical track as well. It's a weird one. It kind of works sometimes, doesn't work a lot of times, but it's definitely fascinating, Kirsten. So thank you for bringing it in.
You're welcome.
Where are we going to go next week?
Oh, so next week is going to be hard for us because it's going to be hard for us to do the radio part over it. Songs with spoken word intros.
Ooh, okay. Niche. Wow. Love to see it. We will look forward to that one. Kirsten, I hope you have a great weekend. See you later.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.